Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group second quarter 2007 results conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded August 21st, 2007. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us today online are Avi Ben-Assayag, Executive Vice President and CFO, and Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Director of Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Avi Ben-Assayag. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 4 hours ago, actually 5 hours ago, we launched our quarterly results, the second quarter results in the first half of the year. Before going into the presentation that we provided you can find it in our website, I would like to say a few words about the quarter that we had. In general, the second quarter was a very, very strong quarter for Strauss Group. We had a very strong growth. Overall, we had a very special growth in the coffee business and in the American business in Sabra and in Max Brenner. I must emphasize the fact that the growth this quarter was mostly organic growth, differently than what we used to see in the past, that the large part of the growth was actually driven by acquisitions. Along with the sales, the very robust sales growth in the second quarter, we had a very good quarter in terms of profitability. Our gross margins improved substantially and resulted in a very high growth in our operating results and our net income. The second quarter of this year is actually the first time that we are introducing our IFRS results on live. Up to now, we did provide our IFRS results, but it was launched and published only after launching our Israeli GAAP financials. The IFRS introduction actually is challenging in certain areas, firstly and mostly to understand the language that basically this way of presenting figures puts in front of us. Secondly, some elements with regard to IAS 39, which I will address in a few minutes as well. With your permission, I'll go to the financial highlights page on the presentation and go through the major figures for the quarter and for the first half of the year. As you can see, sales actually grew 12.3% in the first half and reached a level of 2.8 billion shekels, while in the quarter, sales grew almost 14% and reached a level of 1.42 billion. Gross margins went up from 37.6% in the first half last year to 38.1%, while in the second quarter, actually, the gross margin were improved by 100 basis points from 37.5% to 38.5%. The operating profit pro forma were 251 million shekels vis-a-vis 208 million, which is 20% growth. In the second quarter, it was about 118 million shekels compared to 98 million shekels, which are about 21% year-over-year. I would like to emphasize that the operating profits pro forma basically are excluding only one item from the balance sheet that you can see on our accounting P&L as well. The operating pro forma actually is excluding the mark-to-market effect of the open position, hedging positions in commodities. This is one of the elements that are triggered by IAS 39, which is based, of course, on the IFRS principles that we're using right now. We had in the second quarter about $13.5 million income derived from this mark-to-market IFRS, and by excluding it, actually, we got 118 million shekels for this quarter. For the full first half of the year, the income from mark-to-market of this derivative was about 4 million shekels, and later on, you can see it in the next pages as well. Net income, the accounting net income actually, last year was 216 million shekels, influenced, of course, by the one-time capital gain that we had by selling a real estate asset here in Israel. This quarter, it's the first half of this year, it's 143 million shekels. In the second quarter, we had an accounting net income of 76 million compared to 168 million last year. On a pro forma basis, excluding the commodities hedging transactions, and excluding the one-time capital gains or capital expenses, the results for the first half of the year was 145 million shekels compared to 104 million shekels last year, which is a growth of almost 40%. For the second quarter, we had a net income pro forma of 69 million shekels compared to 48 million shekels, which is about 45% growth year-over-year. Our EBITDA was very strong, as you can see. EBITDA grew from 299 first half last year to 347, about 16% growth, and EBITDA for the second quarter actually went up to 175 from 142 last year. It's about 23% growth. Our EBITDA ratio actually went from 11.9 first half of 2006 to about 12.3% in the first half of 2007. At the bottom of this page, you can see the improvement in our working capital. This is a result of very hard work and processes that we conducted along the organization. I am proud to see that in the first half of the year, we succeeded to reduce about 3% from sales in working capital. The strong EBITDA, along with the strong working capital ratio from sales, actually resulted in a very extraordinary cash flow from operation, which resulted to 278 million shekels compared to 115 million shekels last year, which is about 141% year-over-year. The second quarter operating cash flow was about 249 compared to 79 million shekels. And we said already, actually, in the last quarter, in the first quarter, that part of the cash flow, because of the holidays, will show up in the second quarter, and now we all can see it together. These are basically the financial highlights. I would like to take you through some more pages that I have just to flip. You will be able to see them and maybe address some questions that you may have for those of you that had the chance to read it. Page seven, this is. Well, the financial accounting. First, I must apologize. I understood there is a duplication in the presentation that was put on the website, but this is page 12. On page 12, basically, you can see our first half actual results. This is the accounting IFRS results. I would like to address you just to some elements which are important for you to understand in reading our reports, which is the first one, the hedging transactions. The hedging transactions, this is the mark-to-market of the open positions by the end of the period, basically, relatively to the same element in December 31st, 2006. You can see that in 2007, in first half of 2007, we had an income of about 4.3 million shekels. Same period last year, we had an expense of 6.8 million shekels. This line actually is unexpected. It is a result of the open position that we have every period end, and that may first be consumed in the consecutive quarter, that's first, and second, be influenced by the prices in the market, of course. This is something that you have to follow, and therefore we are excluding it. Because we are not IAS 39 compliance, we are excluding it for you guys to be able to compare the more economical and a result of our growth. This is one element. The second element that I would like to address on this page is the other income. This year, about 6.8 million shekels. This is an expense. This was actually the, it's very similar to the amount that was hidden in the second quarter. We actually recorded about 5.6 million shekels expenses in this line item for reorganization as part of the Horizon project that we launched 2 months ago, or about 6 weeks ago. In the same period last year, we had a capital gain, you can see it there, which resulted in an amount which is higher than 141 million shekels. This amount was deducted by some other small other expenses there. So that this is another item line that I would like to emphasize. Then I would go to the bottom line, income for the period, basically. This one has to be looked in a different way following the IFRS. You got the income attributed to the company's shareholder, which is the most important figure for you guys, which is 143 million shekels, compared to 215.9 last year. And the rest of it is basically the amount of profits that are attributed to the minority that we have in consolidated subsidiaries. So this is about page 12. Then, moving to page 13, we explain basically what we do in adjusting the accounting figures to the pro forma figures. So first, the hedging transactions are effect. I mean, the open positions that are marked to market by the end of each period, this effect is being eliminated. And the second one is the non-recurring items, like capital gains and other expenses, as we saw, are as well excluding from the pro forma figures. And then the tax effect of these two items are excluded as well. So our pro forma figures are based on that. And by the way, in our MD&A, quarterly MD&A, you can have a full reconciliation of our accounting figures, accounting operating profit, to the pro forma operating profit, and the same for the net income. So should you have any question, you can take a look. It's also on our website. So moving to page 14, basically, you can see our pro forma IFRS 6-month results. I already reviewed at glance the main items of this page. Then on page 15, we do provide you with the figures that basically suggest what happened domestically and what happened internationally. Please bear in mind that the domestic activity actually consists the Strauss Israel, but also it consists Max Brenner Israel and the new startup that we are running here in Israel, which is H2Q. This is the water, the Fed gravity filtering system that we are actually working on here in Israel. In the international activity, you can see basically the numbers. They have grown substantially, and these numbers actually include the coffee, international coffee business, of course, the Sabra in the United States, and Max Brenner in the USA as well. As you can see, there is a substantial growth that was presented in the international business in both top line and operating profit line as well. That's basically, you know, there are many pages and many things that were written. I would like maybe to park at this point and let you ask some questions, should you have any, because, again, most of the answers are really available on our website and the presentation that we did provide you with. So, with your permission, I would like to open the session for any Q&A that we may have.
Thank you, Mr. Ben-Assayag. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to decline from the polling process, please press the star followed by a two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. It looks like at this time there are no questions. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours after the conference. In Israel, please call 03-925-5944 or internationally call 972-3-925-5944. I would now like to turn over the call again to Mr. Ben-Asayag to make his concluding statement. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Again, the second quarter of the year was a very strong quarter for Strauss Group. This is the fifth year in a row that the Strauss Group actually demonstrates a double-digit growth in its top line and bottom line as well. We are working very hard to continue this momentum for the future and have great plans about our coffee business, Max Planner, and Sabra as well. I would like to thank you for this opportunity for participating in the call and being with us. Thank you very much.
This concludes Strauss Group's second quarter 2007 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.